Welcome to PredictableProfits.com, where entrepreneurs and business owners come together to outthink, out-earn, and outperform their competition so that your business can dominate the marketplace and start making more money today. Here is your host, welcome marketing expert, Charles Gaudette.
Everyone, Charlie Gaudette here with Predictable Profits, and today I have got a very, very special guest for you. His name is Tom Trush. He's the author of The Reluctant Writer's Guide to Creating Powerful Marketing Materials. If you've actually been following me on Twitter or Facebook, I've referenced Tom a couple times here. I bought his book after reading his article on American Express Open, actually, and I thought that he made some great points, grabbed his book, went on his website, which is rightwaysolutions.com, and that's WRITEWaySolutions.com. And, you know, the funny thing is, actually, this is the first time that I've spoken with Tom. I contacted him just before this recording just to make sure that we're all on the same page and he's okay with the recording. And he and I went off for 30, 45 minutes, whatever it was, just talking about how similar our viewpoints were, but just how creative this man is. He really is a fantastic, fantastic copywriter, a brilliant marketer. I really owe you guys the ability to listen to Tom. You know, at the end of the day, I'm sure I'm going to get a number of different people that say, hey, Charlie, I mean, you're a marketing guy. Tom's a marketing guy. Isn't this a little bit of competition? But really, you know, Tom and I, we come from the same school of thought here. And that is, I'm in the business of helping you guys make money, as is Tom. And in order for me to really serve you the best, I have to be willing to do whatever it takes to give you all the greatest advantage, benefit, value, or profit. And this is where Tom comes in hand, because when I read his book, I realized there were so many different strategies and tips and ideas that I was utterly compelled to share them with you. Again, his book is The Reluctant Writer's Guide to Creating Powerful Marketing Materials. I got it on Amazon. I'm sure there's other places that have it. But, you know, before I go on and on and on about this guy, Tom, your head must be so big right now, I don't know how you're going to get out of your office.
Well, yeah, Charlie, that was a pretty hefty intro there. I hope I can live up to those standards, but I really appreciate those comments. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I swear, marketers, you know, there's a lot of people that try to brand themselves as marketers, and, you know, they kind of give us a bad name sometimes, you know. So I get really excited when I speak to another marketer that really just gets it. They understand what it takes to make money, to get a high return on the investment, to create a base of customers that really just love them. And you got it, man.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Like you mentioned,
I mean, we're definitely in the same mindset with, you know, how we market and thinking about really delivering lots of value to clients and, you know, of course, to prospects. So, you know, I'm excited to answer some questions and go into some detail on, you know, the marketing process that we both share.
No worries. Well, you know, the interesting thing about marketing is it sort of seems like there's direct response marketers and then there's everybody else out there. And
right.
Why don't you take some time, if you wouldn't mind, telling everybody why you're in direct response marketing, what direct response is, and why they should consider using that for their own business purposes?
Well, I think the thing is with what makes direct response different is that everything that you put out there, that you put in front of prospects and in your communication with clients or customers, you're always looking for some type of response, some reaction from those people. And it's, you know, whereas a lot of the traditional marketing that's taught, you know, at the maybe the college level or just startup companies, entrepreneurs, you know, if they're just getting into business, they're going to do like a traditional marketing where it's getting a company name out there or a logo. And so as a result, a lot of their marketing materials, the focus is on, you know, that person or that company. So you see this huge company name and you see this huge logo, and it takes up 75% of their marketing piece, which is great if you have a huge budget. The advantage of doing direct response is that you don't necessarily need a huge budget when you're marketing, when you're doing direct response, because each marketing piece you send out, since you're looking for some type of response, and for me, a lot of times, especially when I'm dealing with a new target audience, a lot of times the response that I look for is just something basic, like maybe it's just collecting an email address or just getting them to maybe visit a website and comment on a blog or a friend on Facebook or something to that effect. But the key is with direct response, you have them taking that action. And so you have a prospect that is basically, or prospects that have basically raised their hand and said, yes, I'm interested in what you're offering. Go ahead and market to me some more. Whereas on the opposite, if you're just doing traditional marketing and you just have your brand getting out there, basically when I say just your brand, think of the traditional information that you might have on a very basic business card. And that's really the direction that a lot of companies go. Beginning companies is where they'll just put out that information that you may see on a business card, like the name, a logo, a contact information. But the truth of the matter is that all that information is worthless unless your prospect knows what you can do for them. And so that's why I think direct response is so powerful, is because you're putting the focus on the prospect and not on you or your business. So you're actually delivering value to prospects. You're giving them information of value. You're giving something that they can immediately use in return for their permission to continue marketing to them. And once you have that permission, it becomes much more economical to market to those people, because you're not just trying to spread out a message to a huge audience. You have now a targeted audience that is ready, willing, and eager to hear your message. And so it makes your marketing much more effective. And once you start marketing, I'm a firm believer in marketing. It's basically the process of establishing trust in a way that proves you can deliver your prospect's desired outcome. And by doing that, that's something that takes time. And where the mistakes happen in marketing is where people try to jump over that process. They try to quicken the pace and just put a solution in front of people before you've even helped them address the problems that they have. So,
the funny thing is I see a lot of people, I kind of use the analogy of the traditional academic style marketing is almost like going out in the woods with a blindfold on and a shotgun, and you're pulling and praying. You're hoping that when you pull the trigger, you hit something. Versus right. Direct response marketing, and particularly the type that you're talking about, is you become that sniper. With exact precision, knowing where your hunt is and knowing exactly where to get it. Now, you're not really hunting for the kill, so to speak, but you're hunting for the most qualified prospects.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of times you hear from people in marketing, well, it's a numbers game. Especially in sales, it's a numbers game. You just got to get in front of a bunch of people. Well, man, that takes time. That takes money. And if you really selected a target audience, use that sniper mentality like you mentioned. I mean, geez, I'd much rather take, five qualified prospects that want to hear my message, that are truly interested in what I'm offering, than, 500 who could care less. It's quality over quantity.
That's funny, because I actually laugh at people who sort of boast over the fact that they've got, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people on their list. But yet those are the same people that when they send out an email, I mean, I've seen lists at 100,000 where the response rate was, less than 0.5%, way less than 0.5%, more like 0.1%.
That's crazy.
And I've heard of others who have had lists of maybe 300 and the response rate was 50% or greater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I bet you that, on those smaller lists that they're getting better responses, that they're probably communicating more often to those people. I mean, even when you have a large list, you have this huge number, and if you're not communicating with them often and delivering value often, I mean, that's why you're not getting the response. I mean, it's one thing to have big numbers, but if they'd never heard from you or rarely hear from you, what's the advantage for them to respond to you?
So let's talk about that for a second. When you're saying communicating with your list, now I want to kind of touch upon something you mentioned earlier, and then we'll touch upon the communication as well. When you say targeted lists, how are you finding a list of very targeted group of people so that you can become that laser sniper?
Well, I'll tell you, the absolute basic point to starting a list is your website. Everyone's going to a website using the internet. When they're searching for information online, and there are certain things you can do to your website to help attract your target audience. But I think the key is offering something on your website in exchange for an email address. Maybe it's some type of a free report, a consumer guide, consumer awareness guide, a video series, whatever it is. Really thinking, what problems are my prospects having, the people that I'm targeting, what are their problems? Because then you can deliver solutions to those problems in exchange for an email address. And I'm a very big believer of communication through email. And there are people out there who would argue that email is dead. And sure, it's dead. I don't believe it's dead. I think the people who are saying that don't communicate with their list and don't use email that often. I think the offering something on your website so that you can attract the prospects. It's not necessarily you have to go out searching for them, although there are ways that you can go out searching for them. It's go ahead and start targeting or creating content on your website, offering information on your website that can help lure in those prospects. And then, in addition to doing basic SEO stuff with your website, there are other things you can do to help drive traffic and to lure in those prospects. You can, especially online, think of where your prospects are at online. Are they reading certain blogs? If they are, well, maybe put a banner ad that then in that ad offers your free report or whatever it is. Make an offer for that, because if your prospects are at another place and you want them over to your website, well, you have to provide some kind of an incentive. And if you're doing something like a banner ad, of course, offer up your free offer. And same thing with social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. Drive them over to take some type of action to get them onto an email list. So the bottom line is just thinking about what are the problems that your prospects are having and start delivering and distributing information that addresses those problems. And then you'll attract them instead of having to go out there and constantly be searching for them. I think the most expensive element of marketing is getting in front of new prospects. Well, when you eliminate that, you can save yourself a bundle by using this approach where you're delivering and distributing quality information that targets prospects. Then you eliminate that cost, and you of course don't want to eliminate it altogether, but it really helps you cut down on what you spend to get in front of new people.
Sure. No, I get that. I actually added my name to your email list because I kind of wanted to see what you were all about before I presented you over to my listeners here. And I got to say, now I understand why you're saying that email is not dead, because email, in the way that you do it, you deliver such value in all your communication that when I see your email come in, I open it and I read it. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there and a lot of very well-known marketers, and for those of you listening, you probably know exactly who I'm talking about, where email is dead to them because they're sending you emails day after day after day promoting somebody else's affiliate offer time and time and time and time again. And there's no personal connection. There's no relationship they're trying to build. They're just trying to always push you to go for the sale, go for the sale, go for the sale, and they're not delivering value back at you. And there's right. So if that's the approach that you're taking, where you might know what I'm talking about, Tom. There's a book that I read at some point. I don't remember who said this, where they said, you've got to look at each one of your prospects as your own little bank, and you've got to continue making deposits back into that bank by giving them more and more value, so you make more and more deposits, And then anytime you start asking them to do something for you, if it means make a sale, you're pulling from that bank. And so you can't actually go forward and ask them right off the bat, look, buy something from me, until you've put enough value back into the bank where you can make a decent request to buy something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. And that kind of touch on what I mentioned earlier, is that so many times in marketing, you know, people try to speed up that process. They don't deliver any kind of information of value first, and you know, all they're doing is, you know, just sell, and who enjoys that? You know, you got to think in your prospects, and what are they looking for? I mean, are they eagerly seeking out opportunities to get pitched to? And you know, of course, there are prospects that are eagerly, you know, looking to spend money. You know, and there's no doubt about that. People enjoy spending money, but they don't enjoy getting a high pressured sales pitch and getting it repeatedly over and over and over again.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that I think is becoming such the core underlying message in all marketing today. There are just thousands and thousands and thousands of small business owners and big business, everybody really, anybody who's in business saying, man, in the good old days, I could take somebody directly to a sales letter and they would buy. But the thing is in the quote-unquote good old days, there wasn't this sort of facilitation of information. You know, back if you were an attorney or a dry cleaner, or if you had a technology company or whatnot, I mean, people could name your competition on one hand. But nowadays, you have more than just the yellow pages that you're competing with. You're dealing with thousands, if not millions, of other competitors on the internet.
Right. It's truly a global economy now.
Absolutely. You know, what about, you said something that I want to bring up. This was prior to this call. You were talking about direct mail, and you made a great, great point. And why don't you tell me about direct mail, your viewpoint on it, and how our listeners can take advantage of it.
Well, I was mentioning that with direct mail, it's one of those places where, just like email, a lot of people are saying direct mail is dead. And I don't believe that, because I think the competition now in mailboxes is much less. And you know, when you're marketing, I think you have to take that mentality of, you know, wherever everybody else is at, you want to be doing the opposite. It's that total contrarian mentality. What everyone else is doing, you want to do something completely different. So I see direct mail as a place where everybody is moving away from. And the post office, the postal service recently announced that they are raising their postage rates, and stamps are going to go up a penny. And so, you know, you see all these people, and I just find it humorous because we're done, no more. And I mean, it's a penny. And the thing is, if you're using direct mail and you're sending out to a targeted list, then, you know, geez, that penny is minuscule. I mean, it's you have to think of it as an investment. And the direct mail that I do, you know, I'll be honest, the direct mail I do is not, I don't go out and I don't go buy lists and stuff. What I'll do is I'll generate my own. I'll build my own. So the people that are getting direct mail for me are, you know, it could be past clients. It could be people that I just want to do business with. And it could be people who are on my email list that I tell them, you know, well, I also have a snail mail list. If you'd like to get on that, you know, feel free to send me your address, and then I'll start mailing them information through the mail in addition to doing email. Because although I'm a firm believer in email, the reality is a lot of times we get tied up in day-to-day operations and just doing our normal tasks that we don't always have the time to dedicate, you know, reading an entire email. And so I think with direct mail, you know, people enjoy receiving mail that's addressed to them that, you know, is really something of value, that they're going to get a benefit. They're gonna feel a benefit after reading it, and it's gonna be a where they spent some good quality time. It's not something that they get in the mail and you can just tell immediately that it's a, you know, it's some kind of pitch or something. And so that's why I like to really focus on people who I send to people who already know me, because once they see my name come up in their mailbox, well, then they know I'm not sending them something that's going to be some high-pressured sales pitch. There's going to be some value coming from that. And the most frequent thing that I mail out is a marketing tip sheet, a monthly marketing tip sheet. All it is just a front and back, usually maybe two articles at the most, and then maybe some links to some videos. But the idea is just to stay in front of these prospects, in front of these clients, giving them information of value. But unlike email, I can give them a little bit more through snail mail, because they can read that at their leisure, and it's something that they can actually hold in their hand. And with the marketing tip sheet, that's something where I want them to keep those and, you know, reference them down the road. And by having something, a physical piece of paper, it makes it much easier for them to reference it. Maybe it's keep it in a binder. And yeah, they can do that with email, but, I mean, we all know with our email boxes that you create a folder and you start stuffing stuff in there and it becomes the black hole. You a lot of times you just don't reference it. And so by reaching people through email and snail mail, I think it just allows me to deliver more information of value and stay in front of people in multiple ways.
It's funny. The core message that you've said over and over and over again really is about delivering value, delivering value, delivering value. And I think that's sort of that's part of the reason why we're on this call right here, is because I got that. And that's why you've been able to be as successful as you are, and that's why your clients have made the money that they've made, because you understand the concept of delivering value. And I think that's what separates, and I may have just said this, but direct response from everybody else.
Right. Right.
So go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, in delivering value, just by simply taking that step, you immediately separate yourself from the competition, because everybody else is worried about pitching their product, pitching their service. But then when you have a message that's all about value and on your prospects, I mean, it's a totally different tone that sets you apart. And the advantage there, I mean, especially if you're a service-based business, if you're delivering information of value, well, who's the expert? You know, you just gave them good, valuable information that helped solve their problem or help address their problem. You're now perceived as the authority, whereas your competition, well, they're looked at just somebody who has a sales message that, you know, they're looking to sell something. And who do people prefer to work with? I mean, they want to work with experts. They want to work with people who are the authorities in their industry, the thought leaders. And, you know, that's really the advantage of direct response. You have that opportunity to become a thought leader, an industry leader, while everybody else is just, you know, tooting their own horns.
That's the biggest difference between the marketing message that says it's all about me, it's all about me, and it's all about me, to the marketing message that's turned around and says, no, look, it's really about you.
Right.
And whether or not you buy from me now or in the future, it's inevitable that if I continue delivering more and more value, you'll see that my product or service is in fact going to be the best product or service that's going to meet your needs.
Right. And you let them, they're ultimately making that decision themselves, that your product or service is the best. It's not something that you have to force down their throat, and it's much more powerful if they come to a conclusion themselves than if you have to keep telling them. You know, once they come to the conclusion themselves, the decision is on them. And people are much more comfortable when they come to conclusion themselves than you having to force feed that conclusion.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Now, you know, we're almost at our time here, but I've got a couple questions that I want to ask you, as long as we have enough time. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure.
You know, in your book, you talked about, in fact, you said, I frequently use the flyer strategy to deliver my special reports to 1,000 targeted business owners at a time here in Phoenix. Do you mind diving in a little bit into that flyer strategy and telling me what it's all about and how you go about doing it?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's another approach where I think people are moving away from it because, well, the reality is they see, if they're receiving flyers, maybe at their home or at their business, they're seeing flyers and the message there is, again, all on the company or all on, you know, the individual, and it's not on the prospect. So they think, well, I'm not going to do flyers because, you know, people perceive it as junk, like junk mail. So what I did is I track down, in every city there are flyer distribution companies. I track down one here who, since I do primarily business to business, a guy who would deliver flyers to specifically targeted businesses, and I like to target service professionals, professional service providers, and then for a very nominal fee, he will deliver them to those people. So, maybe it's a building where there's going to be a lot of lawyers, CPAs, that kind of stuff. Those are the type of people where I'm looking to get a message in front of. And of course, the message that I'm using on my flyers, it's very similar to what I send out in direct mail. It's a marketing tip sheet. So really, there's my logo is nowhere on there. My name, the only time you'll see my name on there is if I'm encouraging them to go to my website so I can get them on an email list, or I may have something where if they have questions and they want to call, well, of course, I'll say, call Tom. But the idea here is just to deliver good information of value, again, and just using a different medium, that being flyers. The advantage that I have is this guy that delivers the flyers for me, he's been doing this for 30 years. So he has these relationships with businesses that when he comes in, they're familiar with him. They know who he is. They've seen him plenty of times before. And so I like having that as well, because then it's not perceived as an interruption to somebody's day. It's just seen as, somebody that they will have a at least a minimal relationship. So it's not something that's coming in and it's just a piece of paper. It's actually what this guy is delivering. It's something that he believes is valuable. And so it's kind of like that third party endorsement. And so my recommendation, if people are going to go this route, is really look for somebody that is been in the business for a little while, has some relationships, especially if you're targeting businesses. Because when you're going just door to door, that's very difficult. Anyone that's delivering flyers, it's not like they're knocking on the doors and developing relationships with residents. But at a business level, there is that opportunity. And so I just see flyers as just another way to, another medium for delivering a message. And like this guy was doing 1,000 flyers at, I forgot if I put it in the book, but I mean, it was like $140, something like that. And granted, that audience isn't as incredibly targeted as I would want it to be, but I'm giving the opportunity for those people to become highly targeted by then taking an action step off that flyer to give me their email address in exchange for some additional information of value.
And you've done this more than once? You've done this strategy several times?
Yes. And it's don't expect like a massive response or anything, but I just see it as something. It's just, like I said, another medium, but the response, the targeted people that you get, well, they're highly qualified and they're worth following up with because they have taken that action step. And I think the key is just delivering something that's a little bit different, that isn't just a coupon or something, or because you see those all the time on your door for a local restaurant and stuff. Here, the mentality that I have when in delivering those flyers is making it almost like it's a mini newspaper, a mini publication, kind of a front back thing, but just have some information of value that can specifically help those people.
Sure. No, that's fantastic. And when you think about the return on your investment, where it's, as you mentioned, it's not as targeted as you wanted, but it's semi-targeted, so to speak, but for $146, one client, you earn that multiple fold. That's pretty cool. I've actually, I don't think I've heard of that one in a while. That's pretty cool. And and as I mentioned, that's sort of one of the ideas that I got out of your book that I really liked.
Yeah, but well, it's just something that's a little bit different, a different delivery medium to get in front of an audience. And like I said, it's all about doing something that's a little bit different so that you really stick out. Because, for me, how many direct response copywriters are delivering flyers or marketing tip sheets to professional service providers here in Phoenix. I could say with confidence I'm the only one.
And that's the coolest thing about what you do, because, see, at the end, I think almost so many people, the vast majority of the people that I talk to, I want to say about 95% of the people are always focused on what it is that their competition is doing, and then they try to do the same thing that their competition is doing over and over again. And the message that I continuously get across is, look, you're never going to be the leader if you're always following your competition.
Right.
And you just broke through that mold by doing something different than what your competition is doing. So hence, you're now the leader in this marketing channel.
Yeah. Yep. And it's, you know, all it is, the only thing that it involves is just changing your mindset a little bit. And if you're going to follow your competition, just look what they're doing and do the opposite, or figure something else that you don't necessarily want to. I mean, yeah, you can continually do something repeatedly and say, well, I'm going to do it even better, but, man, that takes a lot of time, and that's going to take a lot of effort. And, you know, the beauty with something delivering a tip sheet as a flyer, well, that's something that you create it once, and you have somebody else doing the work. So could you imagine going out and walking into 1,000 different audiences? You know, how much time would that take? Instead, you just create a quick tip sheet, $146 or whatever, and have somebody else do it. And it takes weeks for the guy to do it. I mean, it's like a two-week process. So, I mean, just imagine if you had, you know, 2 weeks to go deliver your message in front of people, even if you know, you're cold calling and you're getting setting up appointments. Well, that's, you know, that's a lot of time, and why not at least qualify those types of prospects first?
It's the ultimate leverage,
right?
So we're just about at our time. Before we hang up, Tom, is there one last tip or message that you'd like to get out to everybody? In fact, I'm going to pre-qualify this. Give us your best tip right now before we hang up for small business owners wanting to just really dominate their market and make more money.
Well, I think the key, let's see, I think one of the big keys is to think about prospects as, and you touched on this earlier, they're individual people. And one of the things that I hear a lot when I am meeting with a prospect is that a lot of people will say, well, my prospects are different. They won't respond to that. And so what I do is I give them my 6 characteristics shared by prospects in all industries. And these characteristics are what I want people to think about when they're putting together their marketing pieces and when they're writing their copy. And so I'll go through these things really fast. And I just like people to keep these in mind, whether they're just sending out an email, or maybe they're thinking about what information to include on their websites, or, you know, maybe they're thinking of they want to send out a flyer or some kind of a tip sheet. Here are just 6 quick things to think about, and these are characteristics shared by prospects in all industries. And if you think your industry is different, I would just encourage you just give these characteristics a consideration. First one is that your prospects are skeptical. So you just have to understand that whatever you're putting in front of them, they're naturally going to be skeptical. They've been burned. We've all put money towards something and then not had the result that we wanted, or not had the product or service delivered that we really were expecting. So your prospects are naturally skeptical, so you have to overcome that. Your prospects want direction is the second one. You have to tell your prospects exactly what you want them to do. If you want them to call you, then you have to put your number on, and you have to give them incentive to call you. Don't just list your phone number. Don't just list a website and expect them to go there. You have to tell them exactly what you want them to do. Number 3 is that your prospects don't like sales pitches. I mean, who enjoys that? You think about it, you go into especially when you're shopping for information. Nobody likes sales pitches. You go into a mall and maybe you're looking for a pair of jeans or something, and you walk into a store and you're looking around, and always you have somebody come up and say, "Hey, can I help you find something?" But if you're just looking around and you're shopping, you know, it's an interruption. It's uncomfortable. And so a lot of times our response is, oh, no, just looking, just looking. So you have to remember that your prospects, they don't like sales pitches. So that's just more of an incentive to look at your marketing as a way to deliver value first. And number four is that your prospects are already inundated with messages. And this just goes along with the, you have to do something different. If you do what everybody else is doing, your message is just going to get lost in a sea of marketing mush. And so just be ready to do something different and willing to do something different. Number five is that your prospects are afraid of the unknown. Again, this goes back to number two, that they need direction. So if they are afraid to of the next step, you have to tell them exactly what will happen at the next step. So you tell them what to expect so that the unknown is no longer unknown. They understand what's going to happen. And then the final one is that your prospects, they have an internal time frame for coming to a buying decision. And the mistake is that many people think that they can rush this time frame. But everybody has their own time frame, and you need to allow them to make that decision on their own and not force them. And you know, the bottom line is that they know when they want to buy. You don't know. So don't try to push it. Of course, give them the opportunity, but make it so that the process for you establishing trust with them, building credibility, make sure that there's a process there first to make it easier for them to come to a buying decision. So those are the six characteristics that, you know, I believe all prospects have and that people should consider when they are putting together their marketing materials.
Fantastic. All right. Well, hey, everyone, this is Tom Trush with WriteYourWaySolutions.com. Did I get that right?
WriteWaySolutions.com.
WriteWaySolutions.com. That's right. Tom Trush, WriteWaySolutions.com. His book, again, is The Reluctant Writer's Guide to Creating Powerful Marketing Materials. Highly, highly recommend it. Great book. Tom, thank you very much for being on the call. I really appreciate it. I hope everybody on the call understands just how much value Tom was able to deliver. And I got to say, I'm probably going to try out that flyer strategy. That sounds pretty cool. I want to thank you for sharing that with us as well.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share my message, Charlie. I appreciate it. And you'll have to let me know how the flyer strategy goes for you.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Predictable Profits Podcast. More strategies for growing your business can be found directly at predictableprofits.com. Predictableprofits.com, where entrepreneurs and business owners discover actionable strategies and information for earning more money, more business, and more often. Visit predictableprofits.com.